Now we're going to change the style, and this is one of the joys that I get from doing Sounds Irish, because it's every track is different. Well, I try to make it different if I possibly can. And this one, well, we're going to slow it down because it's from one of Ireland's best known girl groups, Celtic Woman. Now, they are absolutely phenomenal, this group. No matter where they play, no matter what part of the world they're in, the venues are packed. They're so talented. And, well, the production is down to the last dot of the I or the cross of the T, and they're perfect. They've made some wonderful recordings, and I'm going to give you their version of the song that was the lyrics were written by an Irishman and the tune was written by a Norwegian musician. Now, I want you to listen carefully to this, but before I play it, I just want to say that it's also been recorded by, I think here at home, Brian Kennedy, and also Westlife have had a go, and I think one or two other musicians have had a go of it. But this is Celtic Woman's version of You Raised Me Up. I just want to tell you that as someone who sings and plays at a lot of funerals, I regularly get asked for this particular track. It's the Celtic Woman's version of You Raised Me Up. And not alone are they good singers, but they're wonderful musicians as well.
Shoulders, you raise me
Romantic Woman there, and their version of You Raised Me Up, sounding to me rather, well, reminiscent of Danny Boy. Would you say so? Or the Londonderry Air? Would you agree with me? But nevertheless, beautiful. Now, this next track is our Foster and Allen track. I try, if possible, to get a Foster and Allen track in to every week's programme, if I possibly can. I don't always succeed because I'm a big fan of Foster and Allen. I think they do things very well. This is a song that I first heard sung in a folk club in Manchester some years ago when I was on tour in England. And I thought, that's very nice. When I came home, I was surprised to hear it was recorded. And I can't remember who the group were that did the original Irish recording of it. But I know Paddy Riley did a very good version of it. And now this is Foster and Allen's interpretation of A Bunch of Time.
Come on, you maidens, you and fair. All you that are blooming in your prime, always beware and keep your garden fair, that no man steal away your time. For time, a precious thing, and time brings all things to my mind. Time with all its labors, along with all its joy, time brings all things to my mind. Once she had a bunch of time, and thought it never would decay. Then came a lusty sailor who chanced to pass that way. He stole the sailor gave to her a rose that never would decay. He gave it to her to keep way. So come on, you maidens, young and fair, all you that are blooming in prime, always beware and keep your guard. For time it is a precious thing, and time brings all things to my mind. Time with all its labor, along with all its joy, time brings all to an end.
So sort of easy on the ear music. That's what Foster and Allen play in my book, and as I said, I'm a big fan of theirs. Let's go back into Christmas mode again, because recently I was sent an album by Noel McLaughlin. Now, Noel, who hails from Limerick, has recorded some very good Scottish and Irish music. Here he's put together a Christmas album, and this is one of my favourite Christmas carols, so much so that I got our own choir here in my local church to sing it, and they do it quite well. But here, Noel McLaughlin telling us that very famous carol, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep. The silent stars go by, yet in the dark streets shine the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all these years are met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above, while mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wandering love. O morning stars, together proclaim the holy birth, and praises sing to God the King, and peace to men on earth. How silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sins and enter in. Be born to us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel.
I want to play for you now a song that's sung in every church at Christmas time here in Ireland, in every concert, Christmas concert or Christmas carol celebration. So much so that people think it's an Irish song, but it isn't. It was written by Adolph Adams. And the link with I was talking to you there about Belfast is that this is beautifully sung by a group that I haven't heard before. A track was sent to me the other day and said, I'm sure you'd love to play this on your Christmas Sounds Irish, of course. The Belfast Gospel Choir and their interpretation of O Holy Night.
O Holy Night,
Wasn't that a beautiful sound? The harmony, everything was gorgeous about it. That was the Belfast Gospel Choir and their interpretation of O Holy Night. Earlier this year, I was sent a very nice box set of Anne Breen. Do you recall? I've been playing some of the tracks over the last couple of months. I'm going to play another track from that box set for you now. Anne Breen, who has a lovely, clear, sweet voice. And I think she has a very good repertoire as well. Because on the first program of hers I played, was it her version of I'll Be Your Sweetheart? No, you're not getting that one again. But you're getting this lovely song that I played the Ruby Murray version of a couple of weeks ago, and it's A Little Bit of Heaven. And you know, friends, that's what Ireland really is.
Sure, a little bit of heaven fell from out the sky one day, and it nestled in the ocean on a spot so far away. And when the angels found it, sure it looked so sweet and fair. They said, suppose we leave it, for it looks so peaceful there. Then they sprinkled it with stardust just to make the shamrocks grow. It's the only place you'll find it, no matter where you go. Then they dotted it with silver, just to make its legs look grand. And when they had it finished, sure they called it
of her swinging friends there and their version of A Little Bit of Heaven. Now, I'm not going to have time to play all of this track, but it's a wonderful track from Gerry O'Connor, a wonderful Irish banjo player. Hey, take a listen to this.
Thank you.
Now we come to a track that I play every year at Christmas time, sometimes even twice a year, because, well, I just love the song and the story it tells. We're having the Daniel O'Donnell version of this, and when I tell you that it was the Christmas Truce of 1915, and I think I told you on a previous program that my dad reckons he was there. But the Dublin Fusiliers were there, and my dad was in the Dublin Fusiliers. And whenever this story came up, my dad said, oh yes, we were there and we played football with the Germans. Well, whether he did or not, I just think this is a lovely song, particularly for Christmas, how the two forces, the two warring forces, came together to celebrate Christmas during the World War One. This is Daniel O'Donnell's version.
'15 on Christmas Day, on the Western Front the guns all died away, and lying in the mud and bags of sand, we heard a German sing from no man's land. He had a tenor voice so pure and true. The words were strange, but every note we knew. Soaring o'er the living dead and damned, the Germans sang of peace from no man's land. They left their trenches and then we left ours. Beneath tin hats they smiled just like wildflowers, with photos, cigarettes, and pots of wine. We built a soldier's truce on the front line. Their singer was a lad of 21. We begged another song before the dawn. And sitting in the mud and blood and fear, he sang again the song all long to hear. Silent night, no cannons roar, a king of peace is born forevermore. All's calm, all's bright, all brothers hand in hand, in 1915 in no man's land. In the morning all the guns boomed in the rain, and we killed them. Bayonet, bomb and bullet, gas and flame, and neither we nor them at all to blame. There was heavy fighting right throughout the day. For one night's peace we bloodily did pay. At night they charged, we fought them hand to hand, and I killed the boy that sang in no man's land. Silent night, no cannons roar, a king of peace is born forevermore. All's calm, all's bright, all brothers
have new mail arrived.
And that young soldier sings, and the song of peace still rings, though the captains nor the kings build no man's land. Sleep in hell.
Now we go to, well, all over Ireland, really, because this River Shannon that Kevin Prendergast is singing about starts up in County Cavan and hurls its way down through the Midlands of Ireland and goes into the sea at Limerick. Very long river. And Kevin is telling us all about the River Shannon. Kevin Prendergast hails from, well, he hails from County Mayo. Kevin?
There's a pretty spot in Ireland, I always claim it my land, where the fairies and the blarney will never, never die. It's the land of the shillelagh, my heart goes back there daily, to the girl I left behind me when we kissed and said goodbye. Where the dear old Shannon's flown and the three-leaf shamrock grows, where my heart is, I'm going to my little Irish rose. And the moment that I'll meet her, with a hug and kiss I'll greet her, for there's not a cutting sweeter where the River Shannon flows. For no letter I'll be mailing, for soon I will be sailing, and I'll place the ship that takes me to my dear old Mary's shore. I'll settle down forever, and I'll leave the old sod never, and I'll whisper to my sweetheart, come and take my name as Thor. Where the dear old Shannon's flown and the three-leaf shamrock grows, where my heart is, I'm going to my little Irish rose. And the moment that I'll meet her, with a hug and kiss I'll greet her, for there's not a cunning sweeter where the River Shannon flows.
I mentioned at the beginning of the programme, when I was telling you about the material that we play on Sounds Irish, I mentioned ballads. Now, the ballad boom started around the 60s, late 50s, early 60s, here in Ireland. Well, it didn't actually start here in Ireland, as I've told you before. It started in the US with the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem. And folk music was being, well, it was exploding all over the world. And we had the likes of Bob Dylan, etc. Here in Ireland, then we had this, well, I think what must be the most popular of Irish ballad groups ever. I speak of the Dubliners. Now, they didn't start off as the Dubliners. There was Ronnie Drew and his friends. And it was the Ronnie Drew Trio. And then they were joined later on by a wonderful artist who had made him a name for himself in the Scottish folk scene and came home to Ireland and joined up with Ronnie Drew, and they formed the Dubliners. Now, this is a classic Dubliners track. It tells the story of Tim Finnegan. Now, Tim, well, he was a builder by trade, bricklayer, because he carried a hod. You know, one of those things that they carry over their shoulder when they put the bricks in. That was a hod. Well, and he also liked, well, a drop of the crater, right? He liked a little drop of whiskey before he went to work every morning. And as a result, one day, maybe had a little too much of the hard stuff, he fell and fractured his skull and he died. Well, that's the story anyway. So they brought him home to Wake. Now, that's a custom that they have where prior to burying the corpse, they have a party in the house, a hooli, and it usually ends up in total bedlam. But here, anyway, and this was no different. This is Tim Finnegan's wake, and this are the Dubliners telling us all the story.
Thank you.
Tim Finnegan lived in Walking Street, a gentleman Irish mighty odd. He had a brogue both rich and sweet, and to rise in the world he carried a hod. But Tim and a bit of a timorous way, well, a love the liquor he was born, and to send the money's away each day, he'd drop of the crate to the river he mourned. Why, pull it down, will you dance to your partner around the floor with your trotter shake? Isn't it the truth? I tell you, lots of fun at Finnegan's wake. Now one morning Tim was rather full, his head felt heavy, which made him shake. He fell off the ladder and he broke his skull. Then they carried him home, his corpse to wake. Oh, they wrapped him up in a nice clean sheet. They laid him out upon the bed, with a bottle of whiskey at his feet and a bottle of porter at his head. Whack, pull it down, will you dance to your partner around the floor with your thunder shake? Isn't it the truth? I tell you, lots of fun at Finnegan's wake. Well, his friends assembled at the wake, and Mrs. Finnegan called for lunch. Well, first she brought them tea and cake, then pipes, tobacco and brandy punch. Then the widow Malone began to cry, "Ah, such a lovely corpse did you ever see? Must it him aboard and why did you die? Will you howl your cobs as Molly McGee? Whack, pull it down, will you dance to your partner around the floor with your trotter's shake? Isn't it the truth? I tell you, lots of fun at Finnegan's wake." Oh, well, Mary Murphy took up the job. Ah, Biddy, she you're wrong, I'm sure. Well, Biddy fetched her a belt and a gob and left her sprawling on the floor. A civil war did then engage. 'Twas woman to woman and man to man. Shillelagh law was all the rage, and a row and a ruction it soon began. What pull it out, will you dance to your partner around the floor with your trotter shake? Isn't it the truth? I tell you, lots of fun at Finnegan's wake. Oh, Tim Maloney ducked his head when a bottle of whiskey flew at him. He ducked and landing on the bed, the whiskey scatters over Tim. Me daddy revives and see how he rises. Tim Finnegan rising in the bed, saying, "Twiddle your whiskey around like blazes. Be the toilet and jazz, do you think I'm dead?" Whack, pull it down, you dance to your partner around the floor, you thunder shake. Isn't it the truth? I tell you, lots of fun at Finnegan's wake. How would you now want
game ball?
The Dubliners there featuring Ronnie Drew doing lead vocals and having a ball telling us all about Tim Finnegan's wake.